in your perspective?
I liked them. I thought that the training camp was well organized. I thought that they worked hard on the ice. I thought there was some pretty tough practices, you know, for the middle of July. But I thought that the guys were good. I think that some guys have looked stronger and bigger with maturity, some of the players, and got a chance to take a look at the new players. And I thought that I was impressed with the whole thing, how well it was run, and all the players.
From your standpoint, what are you looking at?
I'm really not looking at anything. I think you have to be careful not to make evaluations and assessments on players. I mean, that's really hard to do because you tell them that we're not making evaluations, yet you're looking to critique situations or players. So that's really, I just let them play and just try to see what they do well, not critique so much what they don't do, and just take a look at the new players and who the players that have been invited in here and how they perform. I think the one thing we'll get a little bit better chance will be tomorrow to take a look at 3-on-3 and a little bit more of the thinking side of the game, so that'll be a little bit more interesting for us.
Does Lucas Sutter look like a guy who's coming off a forgettable season, do you?
You know what? I think Lucas looked good in camp. I mean, it's hard for me to criticize really any of the players because I don't see them during the winter time, so I really can't sit and say, you know. But I thought that he looked fit. I thought he looked good. I know he's working out in Toronto, but he looked good for me. You know, and a lot of guys just have matured. Their bodies have matured, and they have looked good.
A lot of guys, if they have a down year like that, confidence is hurting, but his doesn't seem to be.
Well, it's hard to say. It's the middle of July, you know. I don't make those assessments in July, you know. You're going to have those types of things through your career. And I think what you have to do is that's just part of maturing as a player, and you have to figure those things out. I don't mean him particular. I mean all players. You hit bumps in the road all along the way, so you have to just learn how to deal with it.
I know you're focused on this season, but from the three development camps I've seen, it looks like there's more talent. It seems like the organization overall is getting to a spot where the future looks very bright 2, 3 years, 4 years down the road.
Well, I think because we've drafted, a few years now, this is our third draft, that we were able to see some of these players that, for example, you look at a guy like Adam Lowry or a Scheifele from the first draft, you know, both guys look like they've gotten stronger, and Lowry looks like he's put on weight. His skating has improved. Scheifele has matured, and he's continually improved as a lot of players. So from that standpoint, there's more depth, more of our own players that we see here. So that's just from us going into, you know, our third year.
But overall, organizational wise, and that's one of the things the team needed to do is add some depth. It looks like, you know, the future at all levels of the Winnipeg Jets looks good.
You're talking about our team, like for our team this year, like?
Well, no, for the future.
Oh, for the future, yeah, okay, yeah. Well, for me, you're starting to see some people come out, and I think that's the good thing for us. And you're starting to see some players that, you know, we're hoping will challenge for a position on our team that we've had a handle at drafting. So from that standpoint, the depth of our organization looks a lot better than it did even last year. So that's what we're quite happy about, or I am.
Speaking of your team this year, you got some big guys still unsigned as a head coach. What's that like?
You know, I don't get too involved in that stuff. I'm very confident in our people, our people upstairs, that's their job, and I don't really get involved in that. You know, I know that players have filed for arbitration, and that's just part of the process. So, you know, I'm confident that we're going to get that stuff done, and that's just what I think will happen. So I don't see it any other way. If it, you know, I just choose to sit and wait, let the process take place. And, you know, for me, I see those players playing on our team this year.
What's your experience with that arbitration process? You hear so much about it that it can be a bad process, a negative process.
You know, I don't have any experience in it. I don't believe we've had a guy go through arbitration. So I really don't have any experience on how the fallout can be from a player standpoint or management standpoint on those things. That's just part of the business. I think you have to recognize that if you go through this stuff, this is what it is. So you just have to deal with it.
You mentioned we're in mid-July right now. How much do you think about where Setoguchi and Frolik and those players will fit in?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, I know people would like to put, names to lines and formations and all those things. These things work themselves out, and I don't know that. I mean, I can see just as clearly as you guys can see and where they might land, but I think you have to leave an open mind going into training camp, and you have to let the process play out. The one thing we look forward to is actually having some exhibition games that we can determine where these players are all going to play and actually get into some games where we can watch special teams and teach players and see who can think, how. I mean, I know the players that we've acquired and picked up, and I've done some research on them, both with video and just talking with people. So I'm really, really happy to have added the players that we've added. And with our own group, I'm looking forward to coaching this team. Really, really anxious to get this stuff going in training camp and then into the season. Because I think right now, looking at our group, we line up with pretty good depth through the forwards and on defense. We look like we're going to be okay.
Alexander Burmistrov has chosen to leave the team. One of his agents has kind of pointed the finger at you about the relationship. It wasn't good. Do you have anything to respond to that that's been out there?
No. I like Alexander Burmistrov. I've said that for 2 years. I've liked the way he's played. I would have liked to have seen him do some things differently that it would help him further his career. And, he's a smart player. He remains our property. He's elected to change locations to advance his career. I guess that's what he believes. But I really don't have any comment on what somebody else says. I don't, if Alexander had problems with me, he's never mentioned it to me. And, he's played 2 years here. He's played a lot of minutes for us in a lot of situations. But that's what he feels needs to get done between him and the people that he works with.
You talked about a couple of players coming out, draft picks, and prospects, that may be on the verge of coming out. Could you speculate how much rope you might be prepared to give Mark Scheifele or a Jacob Trouba? Those seem to be the two most prominent guys for this fall. How much rope you'd be prepared to give them as they try to break in your lineup?
Well, I think the amount of rope that you're going to give young players coming in is, first of all, you're going to probably allow them to play quite a few exhibition games so that they can gather experience as quick as you can. For example, Trouba came in last year. We weren't able to get him into a game, and we would have liked to. So for him, the use of getting into some exhibition games would be helpful. Scheifele, on the other hand, has played some games here, so they'll be given every opportunity. I'm used to looking and working with young players. I it's kind of how my career has gone, so I understand that. I think when you look at a player, you have to recognize that, yes, he looks this way in October, but if the player and the coaching staff does their part in trying to help him continue, then this guy may end up being a player really for us January, February as he matures and gets more experience. And you have to look farther than the first day or the first month. And I think that's what you have to do. You got to use them, utilize them well, continue development. But those guys will be given an opportunity. But you have to take a look. There's too many factors. There's other players in camp. Some people you didn't expect turn around and maybe jump forward, and you have to take a look at those things, and that'll determine where they land. Players determine where they land, and that's usually how it works out.
What do you see the KHL doing for Burmistrov's game?
I don't know much about the KHL as far as the type of game. I think for him, he talked about getting his confidence and stuff like that. So if that's what he feels, and that's where he feels he needs to play, he needs to make that decision. It's hard for me to sit and say the KHL will do this and won't do this. Evander Kane's a guy that didn't have much success there, but certainly has success here. So, I think it works in a lot of different ways. Whether it works for Alexander or not, that'll be determined by his play.
You think he'll be in a Jets uniform again?
Can't say. That'll be decided by a lot of factors that I have no control over.
You must be the most excited coach for full training camp, exhibition games, lots of practice time this year. I know you like that kind of stuff.
I like getting the start where you can actually have some games to evaluate and assess your personnel. I think that's what's important for me and for the players. And you know, it's going to be a busy schedule again this year. The way you look at things, it's going to be busy because you know the Olympic situation hasn't quite ironed out yet. But there's, you know, I think a gap there where you're still going to be playing a lot of games and your practices won't be maybe as condensed as last year, where we very seldom did we have many. So this year it'll be busy for us, but we're looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to taking a step ahead and trying to get ourselves above that line. That's really what we're trying to get to.
Now that you look back at that 48-game schedule, you ever wish to do it again? Did you like it? Did you hate it? You like the normal 82 games?
Well, the 48-game schedule, I think when you talk to all the coaches in the league when we went to the draft, they were all the same. It was just pretty much the same. Everybody just kind of flew by the seat of their pants, and you had all the coaches pretty much dealt with it the same way. You didn't have much practice time. We barely practiced in March, but they were all like that. There were some teams that played 17 games in a month. That's a heavy load. We'd never had that. But I would sooner play the regular schedule where you got a little bit more balance and you have a little more time to organize and do some things in practice where you can actually work on special teams and you can work on repetition to help your team and help the players develop. So for me, I would rather get back to the regular routine for me.
We'll never know the answer, but do you think exhibition games last year would have changed the way Mark Scheifele's story turned out with your training camp and the way your season actually began in January?
It's hard to say if that would have changed, if exhibition games for one particular player, you know, it might have helped. It's hard to say. He was playing, you know, at the time, so he had to step on up on people because he was playing, granted not at this level, and he'd had some experience the year before, so it's hard to say. Hindsight's 20/20. I don't know how that would turn out for him or a lot of guys. Even a lot of guys, we weren't able to even get them in situations that we wanted to because we just started and away we went, you know. I would have liked to probably played a game sometime during that week last season, like whether it's a game versus the Bisons or something, might have been good for us to just get our timing down because it was, I remember at the beginning, it was fairly taxing.
How does next season's schedule look? I presume you've seen a version of it.
Oh, next season's schedule. I haven't seen anything. Is it out yet?
No, it might be coming out.
I haven't seen it, so I can't really comment.
You have